Welcome to Sports Med Res's This Week in Review podcast, where we highlight the recent news in sports medicine research. Over the past 2 weeks, we had 5 posts on sportsmedres.org. That's res.org. In the first post, we summarized a study where the authors reported that athletes that do not return to cutting or landing sport after an anterior cruciate ligament reconstruction reported lower on patient-reported outcomes, however, performed similarly on functional measures compared with athletes who return to sport post-ACL reconstruction. Hence, physical performance alone may be less than ideal for returning an athlete to play post-surgery. We also introduced 2 consensus statements. The first was the European Society of Musculoskeletal Radiology's updated consensus statement on clinical indications for musculoskeletal ultrasound, and the second was the Italian Consensus Conference on Guidelines for Conservative Treatment of Lower Limb Muscle Injuries in Athletes. On Monday, we reported on a study where the authors reported that individuals who participated in youth sport, especially women, were more likely to maintain 3 to 4 healthy habits into adulthood. This further supports the notion that youth athletics is a great way for establishing a healthy lifestyle over the course of a person's life. And finally, we summarized an article where the authors found that an athlete is more likely to develop an ankle sprain later in competition. If we take a closer look at that last post, we find the authors studied timing of ankle sprains during athletic competitions by synthesizing current literature through a systematic review and meta-analysis. The authors searched multiple databases using keywords pertaining to ankle sprains, injury incidents, and sport matches. After reviewing over 1,100 potential studies, the authors were able to pull information from 8 studies that explored ankle sprain timing during soccer, rugby, and American and Gaelic football. Game timing was broken up into halves and quarters, and individual sports where multiple studies were available were explored separately. Overall, the authors found that ankle sprains were more likely to occur in the second half of games compared with the first. Additionally, ankle sprains were more likely to occur in the second, third, or fourth quarters of the competition compared with the first quarter. However, there was no difference among those last 3 quarters. These results were consistent among soccer and rugby. In all, this study solidified that ankle sprains are more likely to occur later in competitions as compared to earlier time points. This does support the notion that fatigue may play a role in getting an ankle sprain in athletics. However, it's important to note that fatigue was not directly measured and is not the only component that leads to ankle sprain injuries, and that individual characteristics should also be considered. Additionally, there were only 8 studies that truly evaluated the timing of ankle sprains, which is important to consider. However, clinically understanding that fatigue may be a factor is meaningful because those that have other predisposing factors related to ankle sprain risk should be monitored more closely as they participate longer in intense activity. Additionally, fatigue may be considered during rehabilitation to target balance and stability in a more taxed state to help prepare the athlete for future exposures. In all, ankle sprains have been identified across multiple studies to occur later in competition that may be related to strenuous activity, supporting a role of fatigue as an external risk factor to consider. Don't forget that we also share extra material on social media. This week's most popular post was a tweet we shared from our other co-founder, which shared a nice collection of rehabilitation equipment that we recommended through Amazon. And if you're an athletic trainer who's looking for evidence-based practice CEUs, then please check out our 6 online evidence-based practice courses that are available through the Human Kinetics website. We'll have links to these posts, the courses, and our product list on our podcast website and in our show notes. Remember, you can always follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, or LinkedIn. We'll be back next week with more sports medicine research. Until then, have a fun one.